Senator Schumer's call on the EPA comes on the heels of a signed consent order between the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. The consent order aims to reduce the impact of discharges from the Ashokan Reservoir to the Lower Esopus Creek, which is not part of the watershed. The Lower Esopus has been plagued with problems of turbidity, or muddy water and sediment, for many years. Standing on the banks of the Esopus at Saugerties Village Beach, Schumer says addressing turbidity issues and ensuring the highest quality drinking water for New York City do not need to be mutually exclusive.
We can't ignore the impact of poor water quality on recreation, tourism, local business, and quality of life. What I'm saying here is just because it doesn't affect drinking water doesn't mean you do nothing about it.
The consent order requires DEP, with DEC oversight, to conduct an environmental review of DEP releases from the Ashokan Reservoir. DEP would draft an environmental impact statement, or EIS, to come up with ways to mitigate turbidity. Here's Schumer.
Today I am urging the federal EPA to get involved in the process. I want them to take an active role in a process that has dragged on for too long. They are guardians of clean water, and if they're here, they'll be looking over the shoulder of both the state and city to make sure that as the EIS is issued under the State Water Quality Act, that it is a good one and a strong one for the people here of Saugerties and of Ulster County.
The Democrat says the process needs a federal watchdog.
I want them to bring together a group of experts that could be from the state, from the city, but also from the affected communities to create an environmental brain trust. The task force of experts was not agreed to in the joint statement between in the joint agreement between DEP and DEC. So now we're asking the EPA to come and make that happen.
An EPA spokesman in a statement says that from the beginning of this process, the EPA has made sure that protecting drinking water from the New York City watershed does not mean sacrificing water quality in the Lower Esopus. The EPA will continue to work with the DEC, DEP, Ulster County, and other involved agencies, officials, and the public to ensure that New Yorkers have a safe source of drinking water while also addressing the concerns of the people who live near the Lower Esopus. It could not be determined in time for this broadcast whether EPA would consider the kind of involvement Schumer is urging. Schumer was flanked by Democratic Ulster County Executive Mike Hine and Republican Saugerties Town Supervisor Kelly Myers, both of whom applauded the senator's call to the EPA. Here is Myers.
Currently in the consent order, they've left out structural changes to the way the Ashokan Reservoir operates, and I think EPA will help inform the EIS process, the environmental impact statement process, so that all the options are fully considered so that we can have a good outcome.
Schumer says the EPA could also flex its muscle to ensure the best outcome.
And if the process isn't fast enough, the EPA does have the authority through the Federal Clean Water Act to step in and take administrative action, like a fine, for example. So the EPA is not just a toothless watchdog. It is a watchdog with sharp teeth. We hope they don't have to use those teeth.
He notes that EPA in January of this year classified the Lower Esopus Creek as an impaired waterway because of turbidity. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.